Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, let's get this party started. We're going to stick with baseball. And Alex Rodriguez, some strong comments, as people say, including you, that the Angels should trade Shohei Ohtani. He took it a tad further. Here he is.
I think this needs a serious situation and a bold move. I think the Angels, KB, win a world championship in 5 years if they do this. First, you trade Ohtani. Then you trade Trout, and you try to get 5 or 6 players, load up with first rounders, and the next thing that you have to do is bring in a guy like Theo Epstein, give him ownership, and let him run the shop. And that move has to come first, and then follow up. I don't think you have the time, but that would be the move.
I love the Ohtani part from A-Rod, Chris. I think that that's logical. You got all these injuries. You're not going to make the playoffs, so stop it. Trout's out. Rendon is out, Chris, the third baseman who can't stay healthy, Anthony Rendon. And then they got some other injuries. I don't see them making the playoffs, and I can't have Ohtani walk on me. So I'm with A-Rod there. The Theo Epstein thing, I get it. Theo, Chris, is a legendary general manager in baseball for two reasons. He broke the curse and the drought in Boston with the Red Sox, what was it, 94 years or 87 years? Right. And he broke the drought with the Cubs. He was the GM for both. And that was over 100 years. So the Theo Epstein, I get it. He's a drought breaker, Chris. He's done it twice. Two storied franchises that just couldn't win until he became GM. But I'm not trading Mike Trout. You cannot throw the towel in totally on the organization. A-Rod, it's a business. You cannot do it, Chris, from this standpoint. If you're an Angels fan and they get rid of both players, and you're telling me what? To come back in 5 years? A-Rod's saying, oh, they'll win a championship in 5 years. No, they won't. First of all, they're not going to get maximum value for Ohtani, Chris, because only a handful of teams are going to be willing to give you anything good, say if they're going to make a run in the playoffs, right? Those are the only teams. There's only going to be 2 or 3 teams that'll say, we think that if we add him, we have a chance to win a World Series. Most places are not going to do it, okay? So that's number one.
You're not going to get it. But if a few places do it,
But you're not going to get
like,
maximum.
Say the two New York teams do it and the Dodgers do it. Say it's just those three. Or throw in the Red Sox.
Right. But it's not going to be maximum.
Teams.
But it won't be maximum value
they gotta
is what I'm saying.
Each other.
Because he's a rental. I'm saying.
I don't think any team's going to be dumb enough to give up all that for a rental. I think there'll be a handshake agreement we're re-signing you.
Can I give you one team,
stay,
Chris?
You will stay here? Sure, I'll stay there.
I'll give you one team that makes total sense to me. And they have a riches of minor leaguers. I don't know what their minor league system looks like now, Chris. But the Tampa Bay Rays on a shoestring budget have made it to the World Series twice in the last, what, 5 or 6 years?
Right?
But they never get the big player. They never get the player to push them over the top. They're leading in the East. They got young players. If you're the Angels, that's where you want to go and say, give us two pitchers. You know what I mean, Chris? One that has had success in the big leagues and one that has a high ceiling. And then give us another everyday player. That's a place where I think that somebody would be willing to give up guys.
You think that'd be a rental?
Oh, yeah. He would not sign.
Yeah, so, right.
But I would be willing to do it.
I'm not giving all that up for a rental.
I would because we can't win any other way. Like, Chris, they can't win. They got just enough to get there, but they don't have enough to win.
And it'll be better with him, but
I'm just saying, okay. I don't think you could give up both guys.
Well, here's how I feel about A-Rod's statement. Look, I like you said, I love the Theo Epstein. To me, that's the first move.
Yep.
Meaning I'm going to Ohtani. Now, you talked about offering him the contract now and seeing if he'll sign it. Has that been done?
No, there's been no contract offer. I guess he said that he doesn't want to do it during the season. But if I'm them, I say, hey, we need to know now.
Right,
like,
right,
I understand
right.
You don't want to negotiate. Here's our offer.
I'm sitting down with him, like you said, showing him the offer and the plan to bring in Theo Epstein. Because that might sell Ohtani on, okay, I can win here. Right? Like you said, this guy's a curse breaker. All right, so let's bring him in. Okay, that sounds good. Will you sign? Or will you at least tell us that you're staying? And if not, then obviously you have to go ahead, in my view and your view, and trade him. And Rob, I agree with A-Rod in that circumstance. I would trade Trout. What is Trout doing for me? I mean, you say you can't give up on – I'm trying to get big prospects – because I do think you can get prospects because the Yankees are going to have to outbid the Mets and going to have to outbid the Dodgers and so on and so forth. I think I might not get a great player right now, but I can certainly get prospects to build my team up, and I would trade both of them. If I get huge future, you know, capital and players and prospects for both of them, Trout hasn't been healthy for what, 4 years?
I get it, Chris.
Where am I going with Trout? Rob, these are his 81 games. You know, he's hurt now. 119 last year. I mean, I guess
that's 162,
okay,
that's not great. That's
right,
not 162.
Right.
36, out of 162.
What was the strike year was 2021?
You mean, no, 2020, the COVID year, the 60
The COVID
games.
Year was, yeah, my bad. So he played 53 games that year.
So that was like a great year. He played almost 95%.
Right, but he only played 36 the next year.
Right.
So I just think, Rob, and even when he was healthy, we weren't winning. So I'm ready to move on from Mike Trout. He's an awesome player when he's healthy. But, Rob, he's not charismatic. Is he really growing my franchise?
No, is he selling tickets? Probably not.
Right. So,
But my thing is.
I agree with you. To say they win in 5 years, I mean, come on.
Right.
You're just throwing something at the wall. Yeah.
Exactly. There's no way you can look at that
exactly.
And say. Because you don't know who they're getting, Chris, to
right.
say, if you
right.
trade both of them, you're going to win in 5 years.
Right.
I don't believe that.
That part.
Are the Dodgers going away? Or the Yankees
exactly.
going away?
Exactly.
Like, that sounds great. Are the Phillies going away? Are the Braves going away? Because
right.
you traded Trout and Ohtani? Yeah, I'm not buying it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that, he is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The great Barry Bonds, the controversial Barry Bonds, was on a friend of the show, Rob, Jerry Hairston. What a get.
Jerry Hairston
Jr., his first
yep.
podcast. It's called Hollywood Swinging.
First Hollywood podcast. Swinging. Remember that song?
Yeah.
Alex,
yeah.
You remember
Hollywood
that song too, right?
Swinging.
Hollywood Swinging.
He gets Barry Bonds on the podcast.
That'll get people a listen, huh?
Yeah, it will. So shout out to Jerry, friend of the show. But here's what Barry Bonds said, Rob, about his kind of place in the sport that he dominated for a few decades.
Major League Baseball, and let's get this clearly and straight, had a rule and has rules, okay? Whether they were broken or not broken, there were rules, some rules. My era, there was no rules. In the era they changed the rules in 2003 or 2004, whenever the rules started to change, there was rules. There are some people that were convicted of those rules during the case of those rules. Well, Major League Baseball said, if you did X, you were suspended for X. His numbers still are the same, for based on what he's accomplished, that does not prevent him from the other part of the for getting into the Hall of Fame. It has nothing to do with it. Major League Baseball already punished you for those stints. Why is the Hall of Fame punishing you? Doesn't make sense. It makes zero sense that you're being double punished for something that you've already been punished for. I belong with my teammates in that Hall of Fame for 100%.
I agree with Barry Bonds. 100%, Chris. As you know, I voted for him all 10 years he was on the ballot. I think that it's one of the bad things that the writers got wrong. I really believe that, because we already have people in, Chris, who were suspected of the juice. Mike Piazza, long rumored. Pudge Rodriguez, Chris, who I was in Detroit after the Canseco book.
Yep.
Pudge, go get the pictures. I'm not making up a story because I like Barry Bonds. I'm not, Chris. He lost 40 pounds in the offseason. If you go back and look, he didn't look like the same person. He claimed that he ate salad all summer, all winter, and walked. I told him, I swear to you, I said to him, you should write a diet book if that's what you did to lose right. the weight, because it was unbelievable. And one of my premises is that Bonds never was suspended, Chris, from the league. They tested. That's a big part of it. Some of the guys I don't vote for, once they change the rules, Chris, and he's right, there were no rules in place. And I'm not being naive. I don't want anybody to think that I'm naive, and I think that there wasn't people using juice, and Chris, it wasn't rampant. I'm not naive or a fool. If you ask me point blank, do I think Barry Bonds used PEDs or any of that? Absolutely. Absolutely. Did Mark McGwire? Absolutely. But there are a lot of other players who didn't hit home runs or break records, Chris, who no one cares about. And they also did it.
Well, Rob, so, and Bonds admitted to using the quote-unquote clear cream in the clear. And he said he didn't know, what it was.
What
at
was
that
being
time.
Rubbed on him, right?
Right. But I'm with you and with Bonds. The fact is, he didn't break the rules. Now we know, like you said, that he used steroids and PEDs.
We're not naive.
It was.
Right.
Right. There's no question. I mean, that he used it. You saw how he was built early in his career, and we saw how he was built later in his career, and we saw the way he was. Rob, we've never seen anything like that. As much as I talk about the greatness of Shohei Ohtani,
we didn't see anything like that.
And Aaron Judge, even. Right. Yeah. Barry Bonds was a video game.
He was unbelievable.
He was seeing one pitch a game and knocking it out the park. It was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous.
And here's the thing, Rob, and this is what the writers, for the most part, who view themselves, and I get, and I like that, and I respect that,
keeper,
but view
right?
themselves, yeah, as the caretakers of the game.
Right, and I get it.
If
I do,
they're
I understand
going
that.
To be honest with themselves, then they have to recognize, and this is according to players from back in the day, most notably, Rob, the former pitcher, Tom House.
Chris.
And we talked about it before. He has gone on the record. He was a pitcher in the 60s and 70s.
They used it back then.
He said they were taking steroids that you wouldn't give to a horse.
Yep.
Direct quote. He said there were 6 to 7 pitchers on every roster trying everything out. And we know the amphetamines that are now banned.
That used to
Rob,
be given out, Chris.
They used to be quote-unquote greenies.
Right. And you know what? They used to be in a bowl in the clubhouse.
Like
M&M's. Like M&M's.
So if we're going to be fair, then let's be fair. And we don't know who from back in the day was using what from back in the day.
Because we don't have a test of everybody. Now, Chris, if they did a test for everybody who played during that era and only Bonds and McGwire and Clemens came back dirty, Chris, then I'm with you. If you have a test. But you don't have a test from everybody.
No.
You don't even have a negative a positive test from Bonds or from Clemens.
Right.
Or from Sosa.
And it wasn't against the rules at that time. And baseball, Rob, let's keep it real.
Turned its head.
Baseball knew what was going on. They had just come off the strike where they missed the World Series.
Yep, and the
and
game was down,
they needed to get
Chris.
Back in the good graces of the fans. Absolutely. They want to drop this hogwash about it was the 90s. Who knew about steroids? What?
Crazy. Crazy.
Everybody. That's who. In the 80s, we knew about steroids. In high school, I heard about steroids. There were people at high schools I went to taking steroids for football or just to look good.
Chris, can you
act
go
like
what?
You didn't know about steroids.
Go to Lyle Alzado's Wikipedia.
Yep.
I dare you. Go to Lyle Alzado's Wikipedia. Chris, it's in there where later in his career, he admitted started using steroids in 1969. 1969. Stop it. It's not new.
Right.
Stop
they
it.
They knew what was going on. They turned a blind eye because they were captivating all of America with all the home runs. And now they want to come down on a few individuals. And
it's not right.
It's not right. And look, we're not exonerating Bonds. The fact of the matter is this, and I'm not even talking about the PEDs. Take the PEDs out of the argument or the discussion. Rob, you cannot tell the story of baseball without Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds.
Nope.
Just
you can't.
On the game itself. Forget the scandals outside of the game.
And Chris,
you can't tell it. And I admit you can't tell it without Pete Rose either, because he hit 4,000, have 4,000 plus hits. But still, he bet on baseball, which we all knew was against the rule.
Which we knew at that time, right.
This is the thing. There was no rule. He technically didn't break the rule.
Right. Was never suspended by the league.
It was just frowned upon.
And the other thing, too, is, baseball, it's a double standard that I don't understand. I told you, Chris, Jeff Bagwell, Mike Piazza, Pudge Rodriguez, they're all linked to it.
Right. They're all linked to
the juice, but they got into the Hall of Fame. Here's the other thing. How come Joe Torre, manager of the Yankees, right? How come he gets his standard? If the Yankees cheated and Clemens was cheating, why do we allow the Yankees to have their 27 World Series? Why is that not tainted? Why is Joe Torre's managerial record not tainted? Tony La Russa had two of the biggest ones, Chris. Mark McGwire and Canseco, right? He's in the Hall of Fame. Nobody looks it down and
great
says,
point.
"Well, he had all the juice
great
guys,
point.
So of course he won." Bobby Cox, there's all these guys, Chris, who have guys who are linked, and for whatever reason, the team goes unscathed, the managers go unscathed. Baseball goes unscathed, and the only people are the handful of guys that you want to say, oh, Bonds, shame on you. Oh, Roger Clemens, shame on you. It is just the most that's why I voted for all those guys their entire time on the ballot. Chris, I didn't vote for all the steroid guys. Manny Ramirez, one of the greatest right-handed hitters I ever saw, Chris.
I covered Manny.
You covered Manny. He was a great player. Am I right? Great player.
Yep. But he got caught.
When they changed the rules, Chris, he got busted two or three times.
Yep.
That's why I didn't vote for him.
The hypocrisy is glaring, deafening. And I really think one of the biggest indictments is the testimony of Tom House, Rob. Let's not act like it was so pristine in the 60s and 70s. It wasn't. And they were using stuff that's banned today. When they did it, it wasn't against the rules. But it is now. Same with Bonds. When he did it, it wasn't against the rules. It is now.
Right.
It's as simple as that. It's almost like, Rob, you brought up Bagwell and these other guys. It's almost like if Bagwell had hit 65 home runs in the season, he would be banned.
Right. Because he didn't
do
that.
Anything
right.
So spectacular. He was obviously a good player.
Right.
But he didn't do anything so spectacular that it raised alarms, all it boils down to.
That's what it comes down to, and that a lot of people, and it does, Chris, their love for Hank Aaron, and they don't want Barry Bonds to be the home run king. Go look in the baseball record books, Chris. He's the home run king. Whether you like the stats haven't been taken away.
Right.
Because you can't. You can't take away the stats. How? He was never suspended by the league. How could you take away what?
Well, Rob, and if people want to say, because again, he didn't break any rules that were in baseball at that point. People want to say, well, it shows bad character. It wasn't moral, which I agree. But how many players in the Baseball Hall of Fame have bad character?
How about baseball itself,
Chris? I mean,
how
about we go back before 1947? Thank you. We go back before 1947 and even after that. And it's a host of bad characters and bad apples that are in the Hall of Fame. And so it's just hypocritical, Rob. It's as simple as that. And I would like the writers to just be honest about it. That's all.
Yep. I'm
just
with you.
Be honest about it.
I was on MLB Network that night, Chris, the last night that Bonds and Clemens had a chance to get in. And I said it that night on the air. And you know me, I'm a proud card-carrying member of the BBWAA. You know I am.
Right.
And I always, Chris, I got a lot of respect for the baseball writers. They allowed a black baseball writer into the BBWAA in 1947. Do you know what this country was, Chris, in 1947?
Yep.
It wasn't a good place. Black writers before that, Chris, were on top of the roof covering the game. They wouldn't even let them in the press box. But we blew it when it comes to Bonds and it comes to Clemens. We really did. We blew it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life. Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
We're going to go to the NFL for now. And Rob G, Kyler Murray making a little bit of news and a little bit of noise. So why don't you bring us up to speed on what's going on with the Arizona quarterback?
Yes,
that's right. Kyler Murray speaking for the first time since his ACL injury last season on the Arizona Cardinals team official podcast, which won't be dropping until tomorrow. I wish we had the sound. But he was asked about entering his fifth season with a new coaching staff in a front office because, you know, there has been some narrative around him that he is a tough guy to deal with.
Uncoachable.
Exactly. Kyler's quote here on the podcast coming out tomorrow. I've got to respect the person or understand the ins and outs or the rhymes and reasons for what we're doing. I'm going to listen. I'm going to be coachable. I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. But if this blank ain't working, at some point, we all have to look in the mirror.
Rob, you like that comment coming from your quarterback?
I mean, it's better. I think that that's obvious that you're not going to agree with everything that a coach does, Chris. There's questions. Nobody's perfect. Nobody knows it all. So I understand what he's saying, and at some point, you can lose a team or a quarterback or star players if what you're preaching isn't working, you know what I mean? Like, it's hard to go. We talk about it all the time. Hard to go against guys who win. You might not like Bill Belichick or some of these other guys, Chris, but like, the proof was in the pudding, okay?
Right.
We don't like it, but we won 3 Super Bowls here.
Right.
I mean, seriously. And then you have other guys where it's like Cliff Kingsbury. Wash out at Texas Tech, Chris. Lucked into a job. Lucked into a job because he had a cup of coffee in a suite with Sean McVay when everybody was loving Sean McVay, right? with the Rams. So anybody who had any kind of connection, all
of
a sudden.
How about a few W's? Forget the cup of coffee. How about you have some W's, too?
I agree. But you know, but he got the job, and he got a second contract. He off Chris eating up those last 2 or 3 years. Remember, he got a contract extension.
Unbelievable.
But anyway, at some point, I could see where Kyler Murray was like, okay, this isn't working. I'd rather him not say it out loud.
Right.
But it's not, what he's saying is not crazy to me.
No, the problem, obviously, I mean, if a Tom Brady says that or a Patrick Mahomes or somebody that's, you know, proven themselves, that's one thing. That's the challenge for Kyler, and that's why it just doesn't sound right.
Right.
Because, look, he's made 2 Pro Bowls, but we have to be honest, he hasn't proven himself. And a lot of people at this point, and I think you may be one of them, Rob, a lot of people think he's on his way to being a bust, might be a little too strong.
He
maybe
can't be a bust because he made the 2 Pro Bowls, Chris, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, people thinking of him now is he's going to be all right.
But he's going
special.
The other way.
Right, right. And I'm not necessarily on that train. He did have, the Pro Bowl years were really good. And he dazzled us. He could throw it. He could run. He obviously had the surgery, knee surgery. So maybe we'll see how he responds.
He also had, Chris, one of the worst postseason games we've ever seen.
It was a horrible game. It was a horrible
game.
And not only, look, we get it. You're a rookie. Lamar wasn't great in his first, you know,
but he was.
Game. But he made, on top of just being bad, Rob, he made some incredibly poor decisions.
Threw the ball. You remember, they threw in like 2 interceptions at the 5-yard line. Or
that's
something.
What he had, no touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 137 yards passing. And yeah, those decisions, right? And that's where at every other level he could just play on instinct and get away with it because he was so much better than everyone with his athleticism. That won't cut it in the NFL. And that's part of his issue, Rob, is that at least the reputation is that he's still, or at least had been, still trying to play off of instinct, athleticism, feel, and all that's good and important and fine and dandy. It's nice to have, but you can't be all that. You have to have that and the study, the smart decision-making, the craftiness, the all of that has to be a part of it. And look, it's no secret. I mean, they put in his contract that he had to study.
Chris, that was the biggest indictment, and that was
right
after he got a $230 million deal. A, that his agent even allowed them to put that in there, Chris, as if that wasn't going to get out. Like what?
And I'm sure,
like,
he knew.
Yeah,
you know,
if I'm the agent,
cleared it with him.
That just, there's no way that gets written in. I would say, I wish you would put that in. There's no way.
Well, that was probably at the time, and they obviously amended it because they came back and took it out. But at the time, that was probably their stipulation, right?
And then,
this is how you're getting it. He doesn't study enough. We're going to put this in, make sure he's, and it was, what was it, 4 hours a week?
4 hours.
So, it wasn't even a lot.
At 4 hours film study, Chris, outside of the facility, without a TV or video game on. So he just could, like, they had
What's
to put that in there.
What's the game he loves? Call of Duty, Rob G? Is that it? Call of Duty. I never played it. Have you?
No. I'm not in the video game era. I was past that. The
I
other
played
thing
in
too,
television and Atari back in the day.
Yeah. The big,
Tecmo
what was it?
Bowl.
Yeah. but he also had the well-reported rift between him and Cliff Kingsbury we talked about, Chris. Remember he told him to calm the F down and all that kind of stuff. And last year, he was only 3-7 as a starter. His completion ratio, percentage, TD to interception ratio, yards per game, were his worst all since his rookie year.
Right.
Passer rating, QBR, yards per attempt were all lowest of his career. I mean, it was an ugly year. And then don't forget, former people who know him all questioned him. Steve Keim, the GM, Chris, the former GM. Patrick Peterson, remember that? Kevin Beecham.
Wasn't he on TV, Patrick Peterson? No, it was Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah. And
they
were
ripping him, and Larry was just kind of sitting there and not defending him.
Right. Like they could have stopped him.
Which was a big indictment, because Fitzgerald obviously very well respected.
Big time. And so anyway, I'm just saying, like, this is all the stuff, lowlights of the last couple of years. And I don't know. It's just like that. Like I feel with Buffalo, Chris.
He's in worse shape than Buffalo.
Right, but I'm just saying. But he's on that track where I don't feel like he's going to go up. Like, here's the bounce back year. Oh my God, he's going to be a Pro Bowler. Oh, they're going to win 12 games. I don't feel like that at all about Kyler Murray or the Cardinals.
Well, I'm not as down on him as you, and I get, you know, why you're down on him, and it's been bad. It's been a bad year or so for him, year and a half, 2 years, whatever.
Almost 2 years, yeah.
Yeah. I get it, but I also think he's too young and shown too much promise to write off. And here's the other thing, Rob. He plays in the NFC. That is huge. Because we know where most of the great quarterbacks are at. They're in the AFC. In NFC, you got Dak Prescott, who is not a great quarterback. He's a very good quarterback. The Giants, Daniel Jones. You got Jalen Hurts, great. For 1 year. I mean, I think Hurts will keep it up because his character and his leadership and his work ethic are incredible. So I think he'll do what it takes to continue to be on this path. But then you got some good, you know, people expect Justin Fields to have a nice year. Jared Goff, right? And Jordan Love, Kirk Cousins. I mean, Rob, you look at the NFC. Now, their division, Bryce Young with Carolina. Heck, who's starting in Tampa? Baker Mayfield. Not their division, but the NFC South. I'm sorry. And then in the NFC West, you get Stafford, who there were reports that they were trying to move him.
I saw that story, Bryce, yeah.
Yeah.
They gave him all that money, Chris. You know, they won the Super Bowl. They got what they wanted, but they were trying to get out of that.
Yep. Brock Purdy and San Fran and Geno Pizza Man Smith. That's what you call him, Geno's Pizza or whatever.
Geno's Pizza. And you know what? Extra cheese he had this past season.
Rob, you see what I'm talking about? Yeah, I mean, the NFC, if you're a struggling quarterback, it's the place to be. AFC be in deep trouble. NFC, if he can turn around, he's got a new coaching staff. It's like a new lease on life. This is a huge year.
And if he doesn't get that done, and I hear you, your point is well taken about the difference between the quarterbacks in the AFC compared to the NFC. But it's also scary, though, that if he doesn't get there, Chris, you know what I mean, or doesn't turn around in the NFC, where are you going from there?
You and I, when he was making those contract demands, we were like, what?
We thought it was premature.
It was right. It was during the height of his career, but we right after that bad playoff game, if I'm not mistaken.
And we were like, we wanted to see one more year. Like, why rush it?
Right.
It was just like, just why rush it?
Absolutely.
But remember, he made a stink.
He was smart, and we admitted if you were in his shoes, it was smart to do. Because think if he hadn't done it, Rob, right now, he'd probably be about to play on last year of his deal, maybe.
Because he forced their hands. Remember, he scrubbed his social media.
Yep.
He was angry. I mean, it was
– smart to do it. Because if he doesn't resurrect his career – at least he got that huge contract, you know? But I'm going to give him a shot. Thing is, he's small, Rob. And, you know, it's not like when people talk about small quarterbacks and the height and all that, it's not that they're discriminating. They're just saying, you know, you got to be able to see over that line. I mean, you got big pass rushers and offensive linemen in front of you. So he's got to overcome that, which, you know, he has most of his career or football life, at least in college and pro. So I'm not ready to write him off, but I do think this is a huge year for him, Rob.
It is. And it'll be interesting to see. I don't have that much confidence. I'm not saying that he's not going to be able to play well at all. But he's got to kind of reestablish himself to me, like just looking – and saying, this guy has He's okay with the knee, Chris. He's all right. He's still mobile. He still makes magic happen. And, you know, we talked about it. Like, where his career went and where the Cardinals went. Chris, the year, a few years back when they were 7-0, you remember the Packers came to the desert and beat them?
Yep.
That was their – they got off to a great start. It looked like everything was – yeah, it's been bad since then.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.